Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Flashcast, an unofficial podcast of the CW's The Flash. I'm Steven Bueno.
Cristian Cabrera.
If you're new to the podcast, what we do is discuss every week's episode of The Flash. So this week, we're going to be talking about Season 2, Episode 18, versus Zoom. So it's the aftermath of when they discover that Jay Garrick is Zoom. And you definitely called it, man. You've been saying it for a while. It was Hunter Zolomon and we were kind of interested in seeing how they would introduce the character. Mm-hmm. And yeah, dude, they give him like super backstory, man. And he's got, you know, it's funny because it's almost similar to Barry's upbringing, mm-hmm. except he had loving relatives. And I think that's what, at the beginning when you show Barry and the things that happened to him, and then they show Hunter Zolomon and what happened to him, it's like Barry could have easily turned into Zoom.
Yeah, and it's crazy because first of all, it wasn't a speedster that killed his parents or killed his mom. It was his own father.
Oh, yeah, dude, that was insane. And you know what's interesting is seeing that that military outfit, like seeing that the father has the same outfit that Jay Garrick uses mm-hmm. for when he's the Flash. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really interesting to see, like the same little helmet and stuff like that. So I guess that would make sense why he has the costume he does have.
Yeah, because his dad mentioned it too. It's like this is his uniform from the War of the Worlds. So that's how he was when he's enlisted. So it makes sense that he took that mantle as taking that uniform as for his own costume.
Now, what I'm wondering is, like, Jay Garrick is known as the Flash, but then there's also Zoom. So what I'm wondering is, like, how that kind of plays into it. Because, you know, Harrison Wells did know the Flash. But I guess at one point, Harrison Wells does say how afraid Jay Garrick is of fighting Zoom. Well, it's not that he's fighting him. It's that he is him.
Yeah, I'm still trying to piece that together. It's really... Unless, because he did mention that he talked to his future self, or no, he talked to his, was it his future self?
Yeah,
to pretty much die, to take the death from him. So I'm assuming that that's who he technically fought the entire time.
Yeah, well, it's kind of weird to see, like, not weird, but it's interesting to think that he went to a different time, brought himself back, convinced himself to be killed, and all for, I guess, I'm not particularly sure what the benefits would be for the future Hunter Zolomon. I guess to not die, or I'm not really sure.
I'm still like baffled on figuring out what the hell's going on. But at least the main thing that we've been hoping for or been fighting for actually did happen, which we finally figured out who his actual person is. And it's insane that it took me a while to realize that it was like, oh, it makes sense because he wouldn't have brought up the Hunter Zolomon when he was on Earth 1 to Caitlin at first.
You know, one thing that I did keep seeing throughout the episode is a reference to Keystone City. Mm-hmm. They referenced that a lot throughout the episode. It's just kind of thrown in there. Now, what do you think will eventually kind of happen with that?
Keystone City, if I remember Keystone City, there's a person there known as Hal Jordan. And he is the Green Lantern. So there's a big thing about probably the Green Lantern probably making an appearance. If not, maybe I think Cyborg is also from the same area. I don't remember. I'm very limited on Keystone.
You know, it's funny because either one of those characters, and they've been teasing, maybe not necessarily teasing, but they've been sort of mentioning Hal Jordan for a while in like the Arrow episode where there's like that character in the back that has a jacket that says Hal, or I think it was just like Jordan or something like that, but you just see it in the background. So I think to an extent they've been hinting at it, and it might be one of those characters that comes up. Now, I would like to see either one of those characters because I think they both have a very similar mood to them. They're both like lighthearted and would fit this universe well.
Yeah, and plus the Flash is, even in the comic books, even in the animated series of the Justice League, him and whoever is the Green Lantern, they've always been like best friends and buddy buddies the entire time. So I wouldn't mind seeing that interaction too, especially with somebody with superpowers, because that is one of those fun things I always love seeing, especially when they did the Arrow crossovers, even though nobody really had superpowers. It's just they were teaming up together and doing stuff, but their interactions are hilarious.
Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, for those team-ups, Barry was the only metahuman, right? Like, I mean, Hawkgirl and
Hawkman.
And Hawkman they weren't metahumans. They were just like reincarnated beings. It never really explained what they were, but mm-hmm. I definitely wouldn't consider them metahumans. No. And as far as his team or Barry's team goes, I guess he has Cisco that is a metahuman. And so this episode does feature Cisco heavily in that it sort of makes it seem like he's one of the most powerful beings ever. Like, he just doesn't know how to utilize his powers. Now, even what's funny, though, is like he's supposed to be all powerful and stuff. But in the other episode, you saw how Zoom killed him off the bat.
Yeah, and it's one of those emotional things that he's going through as well, is that he has powers, and those powers are given to him by someone of evil. Now, the whole entire time is if I use these powers, what makes you think I won't turn against everyone else? And Barry even said it too. He's like, well, you've been here since I've had my powers, and I've never turned, so I'm going to be here with you as well the entire time.
You know, it does kind of make reference to Hunter Zolomon and Barry's upbringing. It's like, look, we don't know what happened with Reverb, but you have a much bigger support system, people that are going to be there for you. And, you know, he does eventually convince Cisco to open up those portals, because essentially they're trying to, well, let's go back a little bit. So, what Harrison Wells,
yes,
from the past. So Harrison Wells from Earth One, who's actually Yubar Thon, gives Barry the tachyon, like the schematics for the tachyon particles or whatever.
Yeah.
And for that, the sort of thing that he straps onto his chest. And now he's able to travel faster than Zoom. And even what I'm interested in seeing is like that sonic boom, or like that portal he creates while he's running. They don't address it in the show, and Barry never talks about it. Mm-hmm. But it sort of seems like he shifted in time as opposed to like actually running.
Yeah, because he's supposed to go a certain amount of speed, so he can go through time and through portals as well. So that makes sense that tachyon device actually helped him actually push that limit that he needs to go to actually open portals. And it did. So I'm actually seeing that there might be more time traveling, most likely, and more dimension breakings. It seems like it.
Well, now with Cisco being able to pretty much travel at will, because he can open portals to other dimensions. Now, right now, they only know Earth 2, and I guess the main reason they're able to go back there is because of Reverb's eyewear. But it's not too far-fetched to assume that maybe at one point we'll see other dimensions and even other timelines. I think what's great about The Flash is that that's always kind of in the forefront, alternate timelines, things that happen, and then The Flash, like, either going forward in time or going back in time and seeing the consequences of his actions.
I like that phrase, eyewear, that she used. That's pretty good. It's pretty much what it was. Yeah, essentially. His
little face mask.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there's going to probably be more possibilities of them either traveling through dimensions, or most likely going through, like, through time, past, present, future, or through certain actual events that happened throughout their entire lives. So there might have been some, I don't know, maybe one or two events that they probably change, and they can probably alter to what they actually feel like. But there's another thing that's actually kind of weird, and they don't really make mentions of it again, is the fact that Pied Piper, him helping them out, and then they really don't call him up again, or he's not part of the entire crew.
Like, he's nowhere to be found. You would think that he would kind of come up
and hang around in the labs, but apparently he's not. So that's also another thing that's kind of a little there. That's a big plot hole there too, that they're not really mentioning either.
He might be utilized later. I feel like that might be the case.
Makes sense if they do that, because this one was a really different episode that would not require him.
One thing that was also really cool in the episode was the little conversation that Iris had with Caitlin, where they talk about, Iris sort of talks about how she feels about Barry and her confusion, because yeah, she loves him because, you know, they grew up in their family, but I think to an extent she's starting to kind of learn that she loves him in a different way. And she could, because she makes mention of, like, in an alternate timeline in the future they're together, so what is it, and like what's stopping them from realizing that?
Well, I like what she mentions beforehand, that when they were all hanging out, that she had a date and she just left. But the following day, she started saying, well, I actually didn't go to the date. I just flaked on it. And now she had that feelings towards Barry, which is different now, because she actually is starting to feel that she needs to be with him, which that conversation is actually really great, because that's a good actual way to saying that, hey, they're finally going to be together. And that actual thing that Gideon showed them, that Iris is Iris Allen, it might actually happen.
What's gonna be interesting to see is actually what I was gonna say interesting about the episode was that even though all this stuff was going on with Zoom, and the whole episode kind of focused primarily on how they're gonna take down Zoom,
there was that time for Iris and Caitlin. There was also the scene with Joe and Wally where Joe's finally like, hey, you're my son and this is our house. Like, this is our home. So he's finally giving Wally, like, he's finally really officially introducing Wally to the family.
Mm-hmm. And that entire thing where he's actually fixing up the room to make for him, it's really showing that he's open to having him there now. And Wally, as you can see, he's been wanting to be there the entire time. But of course, like, small things that have been happening and other things that really kind of hinder him actually staying there. But it's finally showing that he's opened up. He wants to be part of that family. And of course, he's probably going to start playing bigger roles now, which is going to be great.
Yeah, I definitely want to see him be part of the group because obviously everyone around him knows what the deal is. He seems to be the only one that, you know, doesn't even get a hint of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know if he'll be mad when he figures out, like, oh, you guys all knew this big secret and I was the last one to know after a long time. Which is understandable. It's like you shouldn't probably reveal the secret identity of the, well, actually their city's biggest superhero.
Yeah, exactly. Especially to someone that's kind of new to their area as well. Even though he is technically family, but it's kind of hard. It would be really difficult to actually put that on him.
All right, so now we're going to move on to when Zoom actually shows up.
Yeah.
And man, was it cool, dude. Like, seeing Cisco lure him out, essentially. Because they try to open the portal first, and then he knows it's Cisco. Mm-hmm. He knows that he's the only one that can do it. I was kind of wondering how Jay Garrick senses it. I guess he just has an extra sense.
It's really weird to explain, but people that are intoned with the Speed Force, they can sense when either dimensions are being opened, and they can also sense when people are traveling through time, and they can also feel a presence of Speed Force within wherever the actual openings are. So I'm assuming that he probably felt Barry and Cisco because first he was opening that portal. And so there was an opening dimension, and also there's a Speed Force person there, which is Barry. So that's where I'm probably thinking that he can feel it.
That would probably explain it. That, see, that's not something I knew.
Yeah.
So I just kind of wondered, like, so what's the deal here? What does he know?
Yeah.
Because at first I assumed that he knew because of reverb, but now it sort of seems, now it obviously seems like he just knew, like intuitively knew.
Yeah, I didn't really know that much of it until when I resaw Flashpoint Paradox, and it makes sense because he's able to sense the Speed Force and someone that uses it. So when someone's blocking it the whole entire time, he can sense that. So when there's like limited amount of Speed Force, that he can sense that too. So it makes sense.
Speed juice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so we finally get Zoom into this dimension, which, gutsy move though, because you're bringing in the biggest villain and the biggest danger into your world. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to be able to get him out of it. So it's like, how do you go about it? And, you know, I think Barry was doing a very good job up until he got, you know, pretty cocky. He used the pictures of his parents to really catch him up, and then used the anti-metahuman, like, gun. I guess anti-flash gun, when you really think about it.
It's still the anti-metahuman gun, because it was used, like, a couple of times anyway, so.
I always wonder why they don't, like, get both legs, like. You got one. Why not just go for the other one? Go for the arms. Go for the neck. Like, go for something else.
I don't know why they did it that way. That's weird. But anyways, him being and then to that little training course that they had. Yeah, they pretty much hindered him right there. And what's crazy is that what he says too is like, how'd you figure out who I was?
You told Galen. That's the thing that I thought was interesting. It's like,
yeah,
you mentioned it. It's like, why would you mention something like that? And you know what? What it actually makes you think is that, to an extent, I think that he wanted Caitlin to know about him. So he's into Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
To an extent, you know, about as far into someone as like a psychopath can be. Because let's face it, Jay Garrick is pretty out there, dude.
Which does make sense why he did that. It really does.
He wants her to know, but he knows that, like, she's not going to accept him for who he is because, you know, he's crazy and demented. Mm-hmm. And kills people just randomly.
What's the way how he said it, too? It's like, I had to do something to get you off my back, so I mentioned Hunter Zolomon. And I think it was funny that ends up being his downfall, because then that's when they figure out who he really is.
Well, not so much in mm-hmm. that he actually manages to get away from everyone. Yeah. And so he basically just vibes his way out of the little leg, you know, strap, mm-hmm. which, I mean, is it really useful if you can just do that?
Well, he didn't vibe out of it. He used his hand and smashed it right off of him and then just dashed out of there.
So he breaks that and instantly he goes to Barry's house and kidnaps Wally. So as we've been talking about, Wally has no idea what's going on in the family. Mm-hmm. I think this is the perfect way for him to like learn who his family really is or what's been going on in his household. And he gets brought into, you know, the prison where they keep the guy with the helmet. Now, this is something I didn't notice it when I first watched the episode, but earlier today when we were talking about it, mm-hmm. I kind of brought it up. What if the guy in the iron mask was Wally?
It's weird because as soon as you said that, a new window opened up, and I'm like, that would make sense. It does, because he could be technically a speedster from a different Earth, which would make sense because he does eventually become the Flash, or he becomes Kid Flash and becomes the Flash, and he's the Flash that everyone knows of from like I think from like the 80s and then on. But it does make sense.
My prediction is that's gonna be Wally. I'm throwing my hat in with Wally. If it turns out to be someone else, cool. Like, cool that I didn't predict it, but if it turns out to be Wally, I calls it.
Yeah, because that would be a good call. Like, I'm still thinking it's probably Jay Garrick, but if it's Wally West, damn, dude, hats off to you, because that's insane.
Like, it was interesting to make that connection. Like, maybe. Now, so we get to the end of the episode where, you know, he kidnaps Wally. In order to get Wally back, Zoom makes a deal with Flash. He's like, give me your Speed Force, and I will, you know, I'll basically give you Wally back. They don't have a reason to trust him, to be honest with you.
Of course not.
But, you know, they don't really have a choice. So Wally gives up his Speed Force and... Barry gives up the Speed Force. And it's one of those moments where he's about to get killed by Zoom. Once Zoom has what he wants, I mean, there's no incentive to keep him alive. Like, why would you? Why would you not kill him?
Yeah, and then it kind of takes like a little heart, like a weird heart-to-heart talk with Caitlin to pretty much calm him down. It's like, well, if you were still human, you wouldn't do this. Like, if all the stuff that you were here for was for nothing, then kill him. But if it's not, and you actually feel something, then let him go. And of course, he lets him go.
But then he kidnaps Caitlin.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. I was like, wow.
No, I did not expect that. And it makes perfect sense in that I think... You know, now they're going to try to get Caitlin back. But it is the perfect example of, you know, this three-dimensional villain. Mm-hmm. Because Zoom, while he is a villain, there's still some humanity in him. It didn't all get killed. And to an extent, it's like, I'm not going to say it's not his fault. But, you know, the rough upbringing coupled with Velocity 6 probably didn't help the situation.
No, it didn't. And I honestly would have thought he would have taken freaking Cisco. Because he can open and close all these dimensions. So he can easily go through all of them and just terrorize every single one. But I'm still thinking because he still has feelings for Caitlin. And he probably wants to... Eventually, I think he wants to kill her. So he doesn't have to worry about that anymore. That's probably the reason why.
I think he might see her as a weakness. Mm-hmm. Because I think Hunter Solomon is definitely a character that doesn't like having weaknesses. And he's trying to be the fastest. He's trying to be the best. And, you know, obviously his father kind of instilled that in him, like, hey, you can't be weak. So, to an extent, I think he will try to kill Caitlin. And they're going to have to stop him somehow. I don't know how Barry's going to get the Speed Force back. Maybe they're going to try to replicate the experiment, or who knows?
Yeah, I'm still trying to think of what they're going to do because, Jesus, man, that's him losing that Speed Force. Wow. And I thought when he got crippled was the crazy thing. But now that he doesn't have a Speed Force anymore, I wonder what they're going to do. Like, they're going to have to replicate it. I know that for a fact because it happened before. But, Jesus, how they're going to do that is the real question. That's what I want to see is how they're going
to
do it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm looking forward to in the next episode. I want to see how they get Barry's Speed Force back.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Flashcast. If you guys want to check out more of the stuff we got going on, head on over to filmbook.com. That's film-book.com and search for either Steven Bueno or The Flashcast. If you guys are interested in checking out some of the stuff we do outside of Filmbook, you can check us out on YouTube by going to youtube.com/leagueofgents. That's G-E-N-T-S. Or checking us out on Facebook by going to facebook.com/leagueofordinarygents. G-E-N-T-S. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or any other podcast services, go ahead and rate and review this episode. If you listen to this podcast on YouTube, go ahead and hit that thumbs up video and leave a comment in the comment section. We definitely want to hear from you guys.